Mark chapter number 2, very familiar scripture tonight. And I'll try not to hold you too long, but I'm going to just deliver what the Lord's given me and hope it'll be a blessing to you. Hey. Mark chapter 2, and we'll start reading in verse number 1. And the Bible says, "And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house, and straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born afore. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let him down. They let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." And that's all I feel like reading tonight. And I got to reading this here scripture, and the Lord really impressed it on my heart. And I'm going to end up preaching about faith and what the Lord's given me about that. But I'm going to start here in verse number 1, and it says, "And again he entered into Capernaum." And this is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ here entered in. And it says, "After some days it was noise that he was in the house." And I got, me and Brother Kevin has spoke last week, and the Lord really revealed some things to me about when you look at the Word of God, you need to look at the Word of God, amen. Not just read through the chapters in the book, but look at what each word in the Word of God means, what it stands for, and you'll understand a little bit more about what's going on. And I got to thinking there, and I looked up that word noise, and I got to thinking, well, noise to me is just a loud bunch of people that's hollering and hooping, but it says spread by report, much talk of. And I got to thinking about that, and noise means there was a lot of talk going on right here in Capernaum about Jesus, amen. Now you just remind you right here, now in today's society, we ain't much talk of Jesus going on anywhere. It's just talk about me and you and what we're doing, what we going to do tomorrow, what we done last week, what you done 3 or 4 weeks ago. As I come in the church house and I'll talk to Brother John, "How'd you do deer hunting?" You know what? Or said, "How'd you do fishing for Christ?" Amen. Say, "Hey, did you go out and hook one today?" Hallelujah to God. Not something about the world, but something to do with God. Amen. Now you just say, "Well, preacher, I do that." Well, not really enough that we should, Brother Kevin. Hallelujah to God. I'm the one that's guilty of it. Instead of me going to a lost man and saying, "Hey, do you know Jesus?" I'm just like what Brother George preached the other night. Hey, just come to church. But if you say, "Hey, let's make a little talk about Jesus Christ and what he's done, not just for us, but for our families," then we'll see a work done through him. Amen. There was a noise being made here in Capernaum. They wasn't shouting and hollering. There was a talk going around about Jesus. He was there, and people wanted to see him. Hallelujah to God. I know we ain't going to see him today in the flesh that we're in, but I can feel his spirit when it passes by. No matter what the problems are in your life, no matter what you face, just lift up the name of Jesus, and I guarantee you it'll be okay. Praise the Lord. He's brought me through some things here in the past 2 or 3 months that I never thought I'd ever face. But praise God, just lift it up to him, and he'll take care of all of it. Hallelujah to that. Hey, amen. There was a noise being made here. It was talk of Jesus. And it said that he was in the house. You know what? We travel from here to yonder, and we go to a lot of different places to preach. And you know what? Jesus is not spoke of in some of them. I'm not going to say all of them, Brother Kevin. He's in a few of them, Brother Delmer. But there's a lot of them. There's no noise being made of Jesus. Amen. It's all about what they've done, what money they've brought in, what they're going to do for the church. Hey, let's let Jesus work on the church. And let's just be followers of Christ. Amen. That's what we ought to do. Take up our cross and follow him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'll get into the message in a minute. It'll be okay. Verse number 2, it says, "And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, No, not so much as about the door. You know what? It'd be a blessing today to see this church house full and people standing at the road out there trying to get in to where the Spirit of God's at. And I'm glad the Spirit of God dwells in this church. I am. But we got to compel them to come in. We just can't say, hey, look at what Amazing Grace has done. Look what they're doing. They're growing and prospering. We got to tell them about Jesus.
Yes, sir.
For the lost to come to repentance, they got to know Him. They don't got to know me, Scotty. They don't have to know Kevin. They got to know Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. That's who they got to know today.
Right.
We've been messed up. I've been messed up, Brother Delmer. At one time I thought, well, it's all about me. You know what? It ain't got nothing to do with me, Brother Delmer. It's all about Him, the one that died on the cross. It's about Him today. He hung between the heavens and earth, shed His blood for remission of all sins. I didn't. Hallelujah, you didn't, but He did.
Hey.
Praise the Lord.
Right.
Lord, you help. We got to reading that there, and it says, there wasn't no room to receive them. And I know we're coming upon the Christmas season here. And Lord, you help me. And you know what? When Mary went, they went, and they went, and they had no room for her in the inn. You know what? There was no room in this house to receive this man that we're fixing to speak of right here in just a minute. There was no room in there. But boy, I like the faith that the other four had that had the man in the bed. Amen. And that's what we're going to preach on tonight. It's a little bit of faith. Amen. That's what we're going to try to preach on. Lord, helping. And we got to thinking here, and it says, and they come unto Him, bringing one sick of the palsy. And you know what? I got to thinking about this man was sick. He was sick. And I got to think about palsy. I'm not very smart. I have to look up words more than most. I looked up I and he today just to make sure I know what they meant, Elmer. It ain't that I'm just plumb illiterate. I just really wanted to know. You look in the Word of God, words don't mean the same today as they did here. Amen. And I got to looking that up, and it mainly means the loss of ability to control movement. So this man was paralyzed, and I don't believe he's just paralyzed from the waist down. I don't believe that. I believe he is paralyzed from right there all the way to the soles of his feet. I don't believe he could move at all. You know why that is? Because it says he was in his bed, amen, and they packed him right here to where Jesus was at. Hallelujah. They had some faith about them to get this man to where Jesus was, to see him heal him from what was wrong with
it.
Right. Amen. And it says there was four of them that bore him, which bore a four, it says. And I got to looking at that word, B-O-R-N-E, and I may not be pronouncing it right, but Lord, you help. And it means carried, amen. That's what it means. They packed this man, hallelujah, from wherever he was at to where Jesus was. Now look here, Christian soldiers, you know what we ought to do? If we get somebody down and out, we oughtn't just walk all over them, stomp on their toes and mash them in the dirt. We ought to try to lift them up, amen, and pack them, help them get to Jesus. Amen, I know we can't save nobody, hallelujah, but we can put forth a little bit of faith and effort to see those folks that's down and out, and more than that, that's lost, see them to get to Jesus today.
Yes,
amen. 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 And Brother Kevin, we'd look at this. For a lost person to be saved, we think they got to have the faith. And they do got to have faith, Brother Nathaniel, they do. But this man that was sick with a palsy right here, you read this verse and it'll show you something. It really helped me. It says, it bringing one sick of the palsy, which was bore afore. And number four, it says, and when they could not come nigh to him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. And then in verse number five, this first part of this verse really stuck out to me when I read it. It says, when Jesus saw their faith. Amen. He didn't say when Jesus saw the sick man's faith. He didn't say anything about his faith right there in that scripture, Brother Kevin. It says when Jesus saw their faith. Amen. You know what? For me as a relaxed Christian in my life, my faith has grown really weary in times when people need help, Brother Kevin. I've got tired. I've got down and out. You know why that is, Wayne? Oh, pitiful me. Hallelujah to God. I think, hey, I've got it bad.
but they some got a lot worse than I do. Praise God, say, hey, I don't really believe that. Seen a woman the other day, had her leg took off right there. Praise God, look at me, I can still go. Hallelujah, you know what I ought to do? Hallelujah, have a little bit of faith for her, Scotty Ray. Hey, that God will help her through her time. I'm not saying he's going to give her leg back to her. I'm not saying that. Don't you misunderstand this. But God will give her enough faith to carry her through this world, whether she lose both legs and both arms. Hallelujah, her soul's still living, and God will give her blessings for that. Sure. Praise God. These four people had faith that they know that Jesus was going to heal this man. They had faith.
Right.
And I get that out of the Word of God. It says Jesus saw their faith. Amen. You know what? I got to thinking here as I was reading this at home. I got to thinking, and I heard this faith, what it each letter stands for. And I got to thinking about this, and the F means forsake. The A means all. The I means I. The T means trust. And the H means him. And I got to sitting there at home, and I got to thinking about that and what these four men done. It says the letter F. It says forsake means abandon. Hallelujah, to give up. Praise God. Now you just look at these four men right here. You know what? They left their home. They left their wife. They left their kids, Brother Kevin.
Sure.
Hallelujah. And they went to this man that was sick of the palsy. He was laying there. He couldn't do anything for himself. You know what, sinner, tonight you can't do a thing for yourself. Hallelujah to God. Call upon him. You know what, church members? You know what you ought to do? Forsake yourself.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Get a hold of God. Praise the Lord. And I believe he'll draw them to the altar of repentance to save them.
Sure.
They had to sacrifice something, Chris.
Right.
These four men had to sacrifice something. They left their job, they left their home, they left everything they had, Brother Kevin.
Sure.
How many of us have left what we've been doing and what we've got to see a sinner get saved? Amen. Good question. TJ said, oh me, when I said, hallelujah, went to reading about that. Maybe this is for me. I don't know, Matt. But I said, oh me, that skipped me all over, Kevin. What have I forsake to see a lost person come in these doors and to see them get saved in the hour that we're in? You know what? I believe we're living in the last days. And you know what? We got to be a worker a little bit harder than they was here. You know what we done? We got relaxed. We pick up the phone and call them instead of drive over there and see them. You know what these folks done? They didn't say they packed him in a truck. They didn't say they packed him in a car. They didn't take the ambulance to get him. It said they packed him, amen. I believe they walked every step of the way packing this man to Jesus. I believe that. He had to forsake some things. That's what they had to do. They had to give up some stuff, Delmer. What are you willing to give up tonight to see a lost person get saved? Amen. I thought about that, Brother Kevin. What am I willing to give up to see a sinner get saved? That's a hard question to answer. You know what? To forsake something means you got to leave it alone.
Yes.
Give it up. It'd be hard for me to walk away from my wife and kids. But you know what? I believe there'll come a time, Brother Kevin, I'll have to do that, see somebody get help. I believe that, Brother Delmer. I believe that. You know what? I believe that you'll have to do the same thing. Hey, to see your family members lost, you're going to have to, hey, forsake some things. Leave the comfort zone and go out into the world and compel them to come in, as the Bible says. That's what we got to do today.
Right.
We got to forsake some things.
Right.
And A means all. As we said there, they give up something. But what did they give up? It said all means being a whole amount. They give up all they had, Brother Kevin, to bring this man to Jesus. That's what they done. They give up everything they had. Sinner, look here. If you're here tonight lost, you know what you got to do? You got to give up all you got to the world and come and find Jesus at the cross. I promise you he's there. Hey, amen. I talked to him earlier, Kevin. I know he's there. He's still alive and he's still real and he's still on the throne. That's where he's at. He didn't say that they give up part. I believe they gave up it all, Brother Delmer. I believe they forsaked everything and they went to get this man. I believe they was burdened heavy for him, Brother Kevin.
Yes, sir.
And I believe when they got him, I believe they were set on a mission to see this man get help. You know what? I'm here to see this church grow, and it has abundantly since I've been here. I'm here to see Brother Kevin grow, and Lord knows he knows a lot right now. But I tell you what, God will bless him and grow him. Hallelujah. He'll grow you, but you know what you got to do? Forsake some things in your life. Get close to an almighty God, and he'll show you some things.
Hey.
Don't sit on the pew and be somewhere to take up space. Work for the Lord, amen.
Yes, right.
I've caught myself doing that a lot, Brother Kevin, just sitting and I want somebody else to do it. And it really gets me on Tuesday nights. Whew, this get me all over. Amen. When they go out visiting, people say, why don't you go? You know what my answer is, Jeff? I got 9 kids at home and a wife, and I work all day. And I say, well, when I get home, I just try to want to give my wife a little bit of break. You know what? It ain't about me or my wife. It's about a lost sinner dying and going to hell. We got to forsake some things today to see them come in.
Sure, sure.
We got to do that. I got to thinking about... And like I said, I looked that up. I looked that up, Delmer. You know what I means, Daniel? Self. Amen. Amen. We got to forsake ourselves, Brother Kevin. And you talk about hard to do. I'll just preach on TJ just a little bit. Forsaking me, Tyler Howard's hard to do because you know what? I think I'm always right and everybody else is always wrong. Amen. And if you're honest with yourself, that's exactly the way you think too, because we all in the flesh. Hallelujah. We all sprang from the same thing. Hey, the sin was in us at one time. If you saved, you all still think the same way. The only thing changed was the heart, the soul. Amen. The mind still works in a devilish way. Praise God. But one day, hallelujah, when self's gone, hallelujah, when you get self behind you and the devil behind you, praise God, you'll see things happen. Hallelujah. When self leaves, that means you'll leave and be with Jesus.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm waiting on.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. I've just been on an airplane one time, but I'm ready for this flight. Praise God.
Sure.
But these men right here, these men, I got to thinking about these four men. What they sacrifice, they forsake, they give up something, and they give it all up, and then they give up self. And then you get down to the word T in faith, and we said it was trust, and that means to have confidence or faith in a person. And then after that, he had a little comma, and it said or thing.
Sure.
Well, I left or thing off because how can you have faith in something that's made of man, amen? That's how I looked at it, Brother Kevin, when the Lord showed me that today. A thing is something that's made of man, the way I see it. Maybe I'm wrong, like I said. But I like it where it said, have faith in a person. I'm not talking about me or Kevin or Delmer or Scotty or Tyler. I'm not talking about a person in the flesh. I'm talking about the person in heaven, amen. That's where your trust has got to be at today. It can't be in one of us. It can't be in you, even though you want it to be. It cannot be in you today. Hallelujah, I believe people ought to trust you, but the true trust comes from heaven.
Yes, sir.
That's where it comes from. They trusted in Jesus right here in this instance in the Bible. Now you take into consideration, they walked a long way, not knowing. I believe they knowed. Don't let me say not knowing. I believe they knowed. If they could get this man to where Jesus was at, that the God of all glory would heal him. Amen. I believe that, Steve. And these guys worked really hard at getting him there. And praise God how hard they worked. It said they couldn't get to the door because there was a lot of people gathered around, more or less, is what it says. But I like what they said they'd done. It says in verse 4, it says, and they uncovered the roof where he was, and that's meaning Jesus now, and when they had broke it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay.
Right.
Amen. So now,
I know this event in the Bible has been preached on 10,000 times, but I just tell you what, I like what this Lord give me this to go along with this. You know what you got to do? You got to tear something down before you can build it back up, amen? And that's exactly what these four men done. You just think they took the roof off of this house. Hallelujah. They tore something down for this man that was sick. Hallelujah. Just to see him, Brother Delmer, be raised up one day. You know what? It wasn't just one day. It was that day that they took the roof off and let him down to where Jesus was at. And you know what? When Jesus spoke the words, that's when he got lifted back up. It was built back up right then. It didn't take him 2 weeks or 2 years. Hallelujah. When God does it right. And he does it in an instant. It don't take you 411 trips. Hallelujah. To get saved. It says to come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And I believe you'll get salvation any other way. You're just searching for a mist. Praise God. Any other way will take you to hell. These men had to work. They used to work on build houses and remodel. And when you remodel a house, Brother Kevin, you got something that's old and you try to make it new again. That's what you do. That's what you do. You try to make it new again. You know what? When you go into a place, that's just like this church house. We'll use this church building right here for an instance. The old part was over there, and it faced that way. Amen. But what had to go along, Brother Kevin, for it to get the Sunday school classes that way and the sanctuary over here? Something had to be tore down.
Sure.
Amen. Rick can verify to that. It had to be tore down. There had to be some construction going on. Hallelujah, in this place for it to be built back.
Right.
You know what? There's got to be a little bit of stuff tore down in our life. Hallelujah to God. Get rid of some of the garbage that's floating around. Some of the sin that we have. You know what? You know what your sin is. It don't matter to me. It's between you and God anyway. But sin, I will grant you that. You can call it whatever you want. But when God says it's sin, I'll guarantee you it's sin.
Yes, sir.
You know what you ought to do? God tells you to leave it alone. You know what? You ought to leave it alone. Praise God. You ought to tear something down and build it back new and let God be in the middle of
it.
Yes,
sir.
I leave him out a lot, Chris. I leave him out. I like to tear it down. It's hard for me to build it back. Amen. As my father-in-law called me when I helped him, Brother Delmer, he said, "You're a rough carpenter." Praise God, that's what I was. I didn't have the patience to do anything else. It was just to tear her down and nail her back up and then let somebody else come and do the finished work. You know what? Let's let God do the finished work in our life. Amen. Let's let God do the finished work. God does the finished work, it'll be finished right. Amen.
Yeah.
I know Brother Rick right back there, he looked down that hallway one day and he said, "Boy, that right there bothers me. And I ain't picking on your work, Rick. Don't you think that at all. But the Lord's given me this. We're going to go ahead and preach it." There's a bow in that wall right back there. And Rick said, "Boy, I hate that. It's got a bow in it." You know what? He took a lot of pride in that. He didn't like it. Amen. You know what we do? I've got a bow in my life. You know what I got to do, Brother Kevin? I can't just say, "Well, I'll just leave it there. It'll be okay. It's done got the sheetrock up and finished." You know what I got to do? I got to tear that crap down. Hallelujah. You let God. God fix it back the way that it ought to have been done to start with. You know why the bow gets in your life? Because you try to fix it and it don't do nothing but a big bow. When God fixes it, it's a straight. It's straight. Amen. That's right. I make a mess of things, Brother Delmer. I make a mess of things at home. I make a mess of things at work. But praise God, when he's in the middle of it, it's going to be straight and it's going to be true. Amen. You know, I've heard a preacher about the plumb line. Amen. That's what Jesus is, plumb line. He'll plumb you up, make you straight, and you'll be right. Amen. That's exactly right. Praise God. Let's try to get on with the service here. And we got the H, and the H is him. And I didn't look up the word him. I did, but I didn't want to use what it had because my meaning of him is totally different than what they had in there. They was using adjective or pronoun or whatever that is, and that ain't what I wanted to use. Him is the one that I wanted to use is him. Amen. It starts with a J. Amen.
Amen. Jesus is him. I don't care how, that's what they ought to put in the dictionary when they put him. They ought to put Jesus' name right out from it. Him meaning Jesus. Amen. I believe that's what they ought to done. You know what? That's where I get messed up a lot. Is I try to put TJ as him and not Jesus as him. And then I get railroaded and in the ditch. And then I'm spinning my wheels. Praise God. You know what? I'm glad what faith means in my heart. I'm glad what God showed me. You got to forsake some things. Hallelujah. Not just some things, but all things. Hey, praise God in self. Hallelujah. And trust in Jesus today.
Yes,
it all fit together. But these four men, they really stuck out to me. Just, and especially when it got down and it said, and I heard a preacher preach this one time. He said it anyway. I don't know if he was preaching. And he said, Benny Hinn needs to read that scripture right there. I thought, what in the world is he talking about? And he said, for him calling them people up to the front and hitting them in the head and them falling down and then nothing had happened, he said it wasn't because of the sick man's faith. It was because he didn't have enough faith. Amen. I believe that. Amen. Praise God. We're wanting the lost people to come in and get saved for their, because they've got faith. And they don't have faith at all yet. You don't get faith till you get saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. I didn't. I may have had a little bit, but I didn't have much. But right now, I've got a lot of faith in God that he's going to take me from here to yonder one day after a while.
Sure.
Praise God. And I'm going to be with him and live with him and worship him like he really should be worshipped. I just half-heartedly go through the motion right now, Thaniel. Hey, sometimes I don't feel good. Sometimes I'm down and out. You know what? Hallelujah. You know, Jesus didn't do nothing to me. Hallelujah. I brought it all upon myself.
Sure.
People quit going to church and say, well, the church, somebody the church hurt my feelings. You know what? Just ask them this. What did Jesus do? He didn't do nothing but hang on the cross between the heavens and the earth and shed his blood that you could have salvation in your own dirty heart and be saved. That's the only thing he done.
Yes, sir.
And he knocked upon your heart. Oh. When God convicts you, faith will come. You'll say, boy, I need what I need that.
Right.
Amen. I need that. That was me. When I sat back there and had white knuckled the back of the pew, that night at Up Church Chapel, had no intentions of getting saved, Brother Kevin. Had no intentions of going to the altar. Had no intentions. Be honest with you, don't even know why I was there. Amen. Really don't know why I showed up, but just like you said, we're here for a reason today. We're here for a reason. The Lord knows what it is. Honest with yourself, you know what it is too. I know that I was a sinner when I went to that little old church. But I wasn't looking for the power of God to move upon me that night the way it did. Amen. I had to do something, Brother Delmer, and it wasn't, hallelujah, jump up and shout. It was come and be a broken sinner as I was and come to repentance and asking
right.
for forgiveness.
Sure.
Faith. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I have faith that I'm going to see my babies get saved. I have faith that I'm going to see that. I've not seen it yet. I've not seen that. But I have faith that they're going to get saved. I have faith one day when the Lord calls me out of this walk of life, I'm going to leave to be with him. Have faith in that.
Sure, brother.
If you don't have faith in that, you're probably lost today. Amen. I know I'm leaving, Delmer. I know I am. And they can't nobody tell me no different. They can't nobody say, well, you're not going. I say, well, I beg to differ. If I don't, I'll just see you on the other side. But I believe I'm going. I've got enough faith to know Jesus is going to take me from here to there. Amen.
Yes.
And he's going to keep me. Amen. Hallelujah to God. I know he's going to keep me because the Bible says ye are sealed till the day of redemption.
Yes.
And I'm sealed up.
Hey.
As a guy asked me, what? I don't understand that. And I said, well, just for me, Nathan, to explain that, is when you put a letter in an envelope and you lick the sticky part on the back, When you rub it together on that paper, you know what it is? It's sealed up then. And the only way it can be opened is to be tore open or cut open. Amen. That's right. And it says nowhere in the Word of God that you're going to be tore open or cut open. It says ye are sealed until the day of redemption. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. You're saved through faith. I believe that.
Sure.
I believe that. Lost people, let me rephrase that. Lost people's got faith, they just don't know what it is. Amen. Amen. But when God reveals things to us and we're lost, that's when we stand accountable for it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Amen. When the preacher preaches, and I'm not talking about me or Kevin, I'm talking about the preacher, the one that's sitting at the right hand of the Father.
Yes.
When he comes down and preaches, Brother Delmer, that's when he tells you something. That's when you mark her down. That's what you've got to do.
Peace.
Amen. I just tell you, God will chasten those he loves.
Sure he will. That's the word.
And when I got called to preach, I was saved, Brother Kevin, but I didn't have enough faith to do it. To call it what it is, be honest with yourself. You preachers know. When I got called, I said, I'm not smart enough to preach the gospel. And I'm not. I'm not. But I really like what the Word of God says. It's the foolishness of preaching. And I fall in that category. I'm in that group, foolishness, because that's what I am. But you know what? By faith, I know that he can give me exactly what I need.
Yeah, right.
And exactly when I need it. Amen. Faith is something that the church has left out today. I'm looking for the lost to have all the faith they need to get saved. And they got to have faith. But you know what? This man that was sick in the Bible, he didn't say Jesus saved him for his faith. It said Jesus healed him for their faith.
Mm-hmm.
The faith that those four had. How much faith do we have to see a sinner come in the door and come to the altar to be saved? Good question. It was to me. When I asked myself that question, I thought, how much faith do I have to see a sinner come to repentance? And I've seen a lot of sinners come in the church house doors. You know what? They come in, they sit through the church service, and they leave in the same state they was in when they come in.
Sure.
And you can't blame all that on the church. I'm not saying that. Now, don't misunderstand me. It's not all the church. They've got a decision to make when God speaks to their heart. They've got a decision. And what they do with that decision between them and Almighty God. And I believe if they reject him the last time, and he don't ever bid with them again, then they're a sinner on their way to hell. That's how I believe it. If he don't ever come back and convict their heart again, Kevin, I believe they're bound for hell. And I believe we need to take it real serious when it says, quench not the Spirit of God. Quench not the Spirit. I can't tell you what God's doing. My mind can't comprehend the things that God does. It can't do it. Your mind can't neither. But God knows exactly what he's doing. But church, we need to have faith. And that stuck out to me in this scripture. When Jesus seen their faith. Their faith. You got faith to see your kids get saved? If you have faith to see your own get saved, you ought to have faith to see the drunk down the street get saved.
Sure.
Amen. We got to give up some things. Forsake some things.
You're right.
You know what? I just look at my life a lot of times just revolving in those 10 people. Because that's my life. But you know what? I've got to get out of my comfort zone, Nathaniel. And pray for your daddy and say, I'm going to see him get saved one of these days. How many times have we done that when we prayed? I'm going to see them get saved. And I believe he'll save them. I believe he will. I believe with all my heart he'll save them. I do.
Mm-hmm.
Say, preacher, why can you say that? Because he saved me.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I believe he'll save the drunk down the road.
Sure he will.
the druggie with the needle in his arm. I believe he'll save him. The murderer. His evidence of that was standing in this pulpit a month ago, somewhere in that neighborhood. Praise God.
Right.
And the little old man of God sat right there and he said, praise God, praise God. He didn't take a bit of credit for what he was doing.
Right.
He gave it all to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Give it every bit to him. It's not about me and it's not about you. It's all about him.
Amen.
Amen.